Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Ars Technica reports on a paper published in the journal PLOS ONE showing that Facebook users on average say they would have to be paid more than $1,000 a year to stop using Facebook. Respondents in the study were trained with questions that had real-world consequences, for instance, being paid to give up shoes for the remainder of the study. They also used something called second price auction to keep amounts realistic, and some respondents really did quit Facebook for up to a week and were in fact paid. Roku announced it will offer premium video channel add-ons to its free Roku channel. Offerings will include Showtime, Stars, and Noggin, among others. The Roku channel streaming service and any add-ons you buy will also be available now in the Roku mobile app as well. The US FCC approved Google's radar-based motion sensor known as the Soli project. The chip tracks hand and finger motions at high speed with accuracy. It can let users control devices just by touching them or even hovering above them with no need for knobs, switches, or touchscreens. The project received a waiver to operate at higher power levels than usually allowed and will be allowed for use on planes. Didi Chuxing announced protection insurance and credit services for both passengers and drivers who use its platform. The products will be available in the app. Starting January 1st, Didi drivers in China will need to hold a residency permit for work, as well as a commercial driver's license. A fix is on the way for a bug that introduced lag when users of the Google Pixel Slate tried to pull down to enter overview mode. A Chromium bug report notes that the use of mask layers to create rounded corners on icons seems to be the culprit. The bug also affects the HP Chromebook X2 and the Acer Chromebook Tab 10. ChromeStory.com notes a feature called USB Guard has appeared in a Canary Chrome build. That feature blocks reading or executing code from new USB devices when a Chromebook is locked. Devices that were plugged in before locking would continue to work. And the USB Implementers Forum has recommended implementation of the USB Type-C authentication program. That program requires cryptographic-based authentication for USB-C devices and chargers. If it's adopted, devices like phones could be set not to charge or exchange data with devices that have not implemented the standard, and PCs could be set only to allow connection from verified USB-C devices. Net Applications estimates that Windows 10 held 39.22% of the desktop OS market share in December, while Windows 7 finally fell behind it to 36.9%. Windows 10 was released 3.5 years ago. Windows 7 came out 10 years ago. And in fact, Microsoft will end its extended security updates for Windows 7 on January 14th, 2020. Finally, Netflix has removed the second episode of Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj from its service in Saudi Arabia after receiving a government order to do so. In the episode, Minhaj criticized Saudi Arabia's crown prince and the war in Yemen. Clips of the statement are still available on Netflix's YouTube channel in Saudi Arabia. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.